Listening Library presents Small Spaces by Katherine Arden. Read for you by Renee Dorian. Chapter 1. October in East Evansburg, and the last warm sun of the year slanted red through the sugar maples. Olivia Adler sat nearest the big window in Mr. Easton's math class, trying, cat-like, to fit her entire body into a patch of light. She wished she were on the other side of the glass. You don't waste October sunshine. Soon, the old autumn sun would bed down in cloud blankets, and there would be weeks of gray rain before it finally decided to snow. But Mr. Easton was teaching fractions and had no sympathy for Olivia's fidgets. "Now," he said from the front of the room. His chalk squeaked on the board. Mike Campbell flinched. Mike Campbell got the shivers from squeaking blackboards and, for some reason, from people licking paper napkins. The sixth grade licked napkins around him as much as possible. "Can anyone tell me how to convert 3/16 to a decimal?" asked Mr. Easton. He scanned the room for a victim. "Coco?" Said Coco Zintner, hastily shutting a sparkling pink notebook. She added wisely, squinting at the board. 0.1875, thought Olivia idly, but she did not raise her hand to rescue Coco. She made a line of purple ink on her scratch paper, turned it into a flower, then a palm tree. Her attention wandered back to the window. What if a vampire army came through the gates right now? Or no, it's sunny.